says Adlo Yada Ben Araham and the Baruch Mordechai. So we're going to learn about Araham. There's two levels on Purim. There's Araham on one side, that Haman is cursed, and the other side is Baruch Mordechai, that Mordechai is blessed. Those are the two sides. However, you have to get so drunk on Purim, we're talking all in the realm of the abstract. Getting drunk on Purim is a very, very high madrega. If somebody does it, he has to be, it's preferable that he should be on a high madrega. It's a big machok as opposed to him, so they drink a little bit more than normal. The halach is not the issue now. Now it's the musar and the machshava. So until you don't know the difference between Aram and Baruch Mordechai. So Ar Haman, Ari, you're such a close friend. Why sit so far? There's a seat for you right here. So Ar Haman symbolizes pushing away the bad, being doche the ra. We know the world is filled with ra. Ar Haman means we push away the evil. What's Baruch Mordechai then? If Ar Haman is pushing away the evil, what is Mordechai's blessed? The good. What do we call that in the world of Sukkim? In the world of Scripture? We say it every Sabbath, Saturday morning, as our eyes are red and we're sort of scanning the page, hoping that God should have mercy and Pesukei Dezimra should end at some point. So, just say Baruch already. So, we say Sur Meira V'Aseh Tov. So there are two avodas of every Jew in this world. Two basic fundamental ways of serving Hashem in this world. One is avoiding evil, and the other is being engaged in acts of good. And at different times during the day, and different times in our lives, we have to stress either one or the other. Sometimes we're dealing with ra, we have to push away the evil, and sometimes we have good. It's not enough just not to do ra. A person can, not speak Lashon Hara. His whole life he didn't speak one word of Lashon Hara. That's very nice, but a horse also doesn't speak Lashon Hara. Have you ever met a horse who spoke Lashon Hara? Yeah. So, obviously it's a big avodah not to speak Lashon Hara. We're not being mezalzel, we're not putting you on the same level as a horse. But we're saying that it's not just enough to refrain from bad. A person can say, like the Gemara says, I'll just sleep all day. Like the Gemara says, like some boys in this yeshiva say, I'll sleep. When you're sleeping, you can't do any averas. When you're sleeping, you're ones. Any averas you would theoretically do when you're sleeping aren't even your fault. So a person could say, I'll sleep all day. But that's not enough. We want you, A, not to do bad, but also, we want you to do good. So when you talk about a koach hanafshi of a person, emotionally, you talk about being sur meira, the Ramban says, famously, sur meira is lo saseh. In other words, God says, don't do this. So this feeling of don't do it, is a feeling of yira. What emotionally, when a person has fear, what do they often? The natural reaction is to take a step back and not to do. Paralyzed with fear. Okay, what's paralyzed? Were you literally paralyzed? No. But you have such fear, you don't act. So all the no-nos in the Torah, don't eat pig, don't eat pork, don't eat bacon, don't eat fruit flies, don't eat Oreo flies, be Michal Shabbos. All the don'ts in the Torah are all yira. That's the emotional feeling that you have when you're mekayim the los essays. And what happens when you love somebody? You say, oh, I really love my mother. I'm not going to punch her in the face. You say, I love my mother and therefore I'm going to do nice things to my mother. So, the mitzvahs that says in the Torah, what's the root of them, says the Ramban? Loving God. So all the yeses in the Torah are primarily expressions of love. All the no's in the Torah are expressions of fear. Now, the Baal HaTanya says, the Holy Lubavitcher Rebbe, says that these midos of Av and Yira, where do they come from? It rhymes with klein, dain, and rain. The brain. The brain, your seichel, you have das. And your das is to know there's ra, and there's tov, there's mitzvah saseh, there's mitzvah lo taseh, there's do's, there's don'ts, there's avos Hashem, there's yiras Hashem. The Tanya in the third perek says that they all come from yediyah. So all year long, we can make a distinction. We have yediyah, we have understanding, we have knowledge between yes And no, Arur Haman, what is Arur Haman again? Avoiding evil. And Baruch Mordechai, doing good. That's all year round. But on Purim, you're supposed to get so drunk that you don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai, which for our purposes tonight means love and fear. Why is it that on Purim, you're supposed to be in such a state of inebriation that you don't get, how do the English people say it? He got smashed. You say smashed?
Smashed.
So, one of my favorite TV shows when I was growing up was Smash. Smash. Anyway, so, the Chai Vinish Lipsume, you have to get so drunk that you don't know the difference between loving and fearing. Why? Between Chesed, love, good, kindness, and Yira, fear, Gvura. What's Gvura? Ezui Gibor? What's a Gibor? What's a true Jewish hero? Kol Ish Yisitzro. What's a true non-Jewish hero? How many girls he got? How many conquests he made? What's a Jewish hero? How many conquests he didn't make? How many times he was able to contain himself? He'd walk down the street, he keeps his head down, he doesn't look. Somebody speaking Lashon Hara, he walks away. That's a Gibor. He overcomes his natural inclinations. I think, by the way, it's just such a healthy, beautiful way of living. That you restrain, you control your natural urges. I love that. In any event, on Purim you don't know the difference between Gvura and Ava. Why? So, this is a sefer called Chachmei Lev. So the author, his name is Rav Weinfeld. Rav Weinfeld explains as follows. That we know in that Amalek is called Reishis Goyim Amalek. They are the beginning of the Goyim. They are the root. They are the root of the Gentiles, Amalek. And then it says V'achariso, and his end is going to be that he's destroyed. So, what's the Reishis? It says in the Mamarim of the Alter Rebbe, of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, that the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael correspond in Kabbalah to seven Midos Ros. Right, we know that in Kabbalah there are 10 Sphiros, right? And then there are seven Midos Tobos in the Spheres. There's the three higher ones, the seven lower ones. There are seven good Midos. And then in Kabbalah there are also seven bad Midos. So these seven nations correspond to the seven bad character traits. Okay? So the root of the seven bad character traits is Amalek. And this is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe calls, the Baal HaTanya, the first Rebbe, chutzpah b'lo taga. It's chutzpah without a crown. They just like to start up with you. Asher karach abadech, what do we do to them? They just like to stop you on the way and try to shoot you upside the head. So this Ra has no tikkun. Every nation in this world has a tikkun. The Dominicans have a tikkun. The Chinese have a tikkun. The Japanese have a tikkun. The Swiss have a tikkun. And my son, his bar mitzvah, Amir Tzashem, is in a month and a half. He also has a tikkun. When you prepare for your bar mitzvah, you use a tikkun. I love that. So everybody has a tikkun. So next time you're walking down the street in New York City, and you say, "Yo, Tyrone, you have a tikkun." "You know, man, I don't have a bar mitzvah." So no, Tyrone, there are two types of tikkun. There's a tikkun that you can have a fixing, and then there's a tikkun that you have on one side with the dots and the vowels and the vocalizations, and on the other side, no dots, no vowels, and no vocalizations. Want to hear a vocalization? So anyway, that Ra, there's no tikkun for Amalek. So what is the final, what is the fate of Amalek? Reishis Goyim Amalek V'achariso. What is his end? Adei Oved. One word, my friends. Destruction. There's no such thing as every other nation being destroyed. The only nation, now we don't know who Amalek is anymore, and according to some, you have to have a king. So obviously we're not talking halacha l'maisa. We're not going to find any Amalekites to kill them. But we are learning the concept, the idea. There's Ra in this world. Every Ra has a tikkun, meaning anything inside of you has a tikkun. You can fix it. The only thing is that Amalek has no tikkun. It's Etzem HaRa that has no tikkun. And that's why there's a medrash that says that God swore, and he said, "I accept Gerim from all the nations, and not from Zera Amalek." And there's a big ding. There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. How can this be? That, first of all, we see in the Navi already there's a Ger Amaleki, and there's one of my favorite Gemaras. This is my favorite, I learned this last night with Yehuda Mordechai. My favorite v'nafachu of the Purim story. Everything in the Purim story turned around. If you read the story carefully, you can find more and more of things that turned around just the opposite. You know, the tree that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on, Haman was hanged on. And the Goyim wanted to kill the Jews ended up killing the Goyim. And Esther was supposed, you know, Esther thought she was in danger, and her life was being ruined when she was taken into the palace, and it wasn't a good thing. And then in the end, that ended up, she ended up saving the Jews. And really what was behind the whole story, the reason that the Mepharshim say, the Targum says that, why was Mordechai Bechal in Shushan, why was it in Eretz Israel? And the reason is because Haman and his cronies, you see in Ezra and Rashi, Haman and his cronies had written a letter stopping them from building the Beis HaMikdash. So the reason Mordechai was back in Shushan was to make sure that it was to try to do some askanis, to do some political work and try to get the Beis HaMikdash back on rolling. And it ended up that the child of the union between Ahasuerus and Esther ended up building the second Beis HaMikdash. So basically everything turned around for the good. We thought it was bad, ended up being good. But the Gemara also says, Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. Haman's great-great-grandchildren learn Torah in B'nai Brak. You go to Yeshiva in B'nai Brak today, and you see a bachur there with thick, brisker payas, and he's shuckling back and forth, and his thumbs are flying. He might be Haman's great-great-grandson. Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'nai Brak. That's it. Eis Tzarehi LiYaakov, the Pasuk says. It's a time of Tzara from Yaakov. Umimena Yivashaya. And from it he will be saved. When there's a time of tzar, of distress for the Jewish people, he will be saved from the distress. So the Sfarim say, Mimena? What happens if you scramble the letters of Mimena? Mehaman. Mehaman Yivashaya. Haman brings the salvation. Haman brought the whole salvation of the Purim story. And the salvation is that his own children are learning, his great-grandchildren are learning Torah. And you see even today, I once read an article in a magazine, they portrayed various descendants of Nazis who are from Mamish, from learning Torah in Yerushalayim and Hebron and all these different places. Who is it? Who is that big guy in Russia who is Jewish? Was it Trotsky? One of the top of the Communist Party. His grandson was in Trotsky or another guy? I forget which is from and learning Torah. So Baruch Hashem, it all turns around. Okay, so So we were saying that Amalek has no tikkun, and that's why the Medrash says you can't accept Gerim from Amalek, and I brought up this whole thing to tell you that there is a question. What do you mean you can't accept Gerim from Amalek? Haman came from Amalek, and Haman's grandchildren are learning Torah. So what does that mean? I'll go upon it for our purposes, the nation of Amalek has no tikkun. The nation of Amalek, there's no hope. There's hope for me, there's hope for you, there's hope for every human being on the planet, but not for the Amalekite nation. So we know that there's a concept called Zelu Maze. Zelu Maze. So, what's the idea of Zelu Maze? That whenever there's something bad, there's always going to be something good. So what does Amalek do? Amalek has no seichel. All Amalek wants to do is attack. Amalek just wants to get us. So what's the Zelu Mazeh against Amalek? We said this is called in the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Hisnagdus Belitam. They just oppose us without any reason. They just don't like us. So if Amalek just doesn't like us without reason, so what's the Zelu Mazeh? What do we do to contrast that, to combat that? We follow after God with no reason, with no seichel. If they're not using their seichel and they're just being evil, they're etzem hara. They are evil. What's the word that you say in English? What?
Incarnate.
What?
Evil incarnate.
Evil incarnate. Yeah, that's how. Thank you. That's Amalek. So therefore, we have to be the exact opposite. We have to be good. Believe Tom. We have no reason. I don't know why I'm being good. I just know that I have to do the right thing. That's how we combat Amalek. Amalek, the Baal Bechir Rebbe says, Hisnag does believe Tom. They just fight against you. What do we do to you? We didn't do anything to you. Not only that, you're not going to win. We have God on our side. In the end, they keep trying, by the way. They keep trying to wipe us out. Nobody has ever been successful. And each time they say, no, this time. Hitler said, this time we're going to be successful. You don't think Hitler knew that they tried many times before him? But he said, this time we're going to be successful. So where is he and where are we? I mean, sometimes it's hot for us, but we have air conditioning in the summer. Where he is, there's no air conditioning. So in the Madrega of Mesiris Nefesh, when you're talking about Avon Yira in the realm of Seichel, when you're talking about love and fear in the realm of understanding of your knowledge, so then you make a distinction. There's love and there's fear. But let's say you're fighting against Amalek. Amalek isn't using their das, they're just attacking. So that means when we serve God, we're not making distinctions. For us, love and fear is exactly the same. All you know is without das, without seichel, you're just following God, mesiras nefesh. And the Likutei Torah says that if we would be commanded anything that God tells us to do, we would do it b'hislavus u'b'chiyus. And as when a person doesn't have seichel, he doesn't distinguish between different things. He just knows, this is what I have to do, and he goes and he does it. So that's what it means. Ad lo yada bein Aroham l'baruch Mordechai. And Purim, you get to a state where you can't distinguish between Aram Baruch Mordechai. You can't distinguish between Sur Meira, avoiding evil, and Asay Tov and doing good. Why? Because they oppose us without Das, according to the Baal HaTanya. So too, we go with God without Das, and we don't distinguish between fear and love. We're just with God, and in our mind there's no distinction. So that's the Adelo Yada. So, it says that Purim is the time of Mechias Amalek. That's what it says in the Sefer HaChinuch. Purim is the time of where we erase the name of Amalek. It says in the Pasuk, these days, who's learning Megillah here? It's a good way to prepare for Purim. Some hands, are there hands? Excellent, that's the best way to prepare for Purim. Some guys are going to Mea Shearim to buy, you know, costumes to look like Hasidim. Yes, but one year, my favorite Purim story in this yeshiva was that one year a guy dressed up as like a Hasid, and he was going around collecting money. He's wearing like the pinstripes or whatever, and he's going around collecting, yo, it's stuki, give some stuki. So he does, you know, he was drinking. He doesn't remember anything. He just knows that he woke up in the mikveh filled with money. He woke up, he was in the, not in the mikveh itself, but I'm saying he was in the, you know, in the dressing room or whatever, and when he woke up, he's just like, sorry, I had loads of money. He doesn't remember anything. So I thought that was very funny. In any event, so it says, Vayomi Ma'ela, these days Niskarim Vinasim. They are remembered and they are done. So the Kedushas Levi says, Lubridichaver, Al Yadesha Niskarim. If we remember these days, Nasim, they're done. Now today we can't literally erase Amalek, we don't know who Amalek is. But when we remember it, when we talk about it, when we learn about it on these days of Purim, then they're also Nasim, it's done. In a spiritual level, we're erasing that Amalek. And it says in the Pasuk, that many of the Gentiles converted. That's what it says in Megillas Esther, after the Jews came out on top. They were so afraid of the Jews, they went and they converted. So, if the Goyim are going to convert to Judaism, what about the Jews? They're coming from so far, and they want to come close. We understand the Chatchila, how important it is to get close to God. We should certainly become Jewish on Purim. And that's what happens. It says, Nichnas Yayin, Yatzis Sod. When the wine comes in, the secret comes out. What's the gematria of Yayin? 70. What's the gematria of Sod? 70. Nichnas Yayin, the wine comes in, 70. The Sod comes out. What's the Sod? What's the secret? Rav Hüttner says in his Sefer, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, the secret is, Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim. On Purim, the secret is revealed, that we're all Tzadikim. So the Yayin comes in, the sod comes out, and the nekuda pnimis, this inner spark that everybody has that's connected to God, that's, as it says in Hoshanos, we have a beautiful line in Hoshanos, we say on Sukkot, chavuka v'dvuka bach, yechida liyachadach, that every Jew, this talks about a lot in the Tanya, in the Tanya and in the Likutei Torah, a lot of Lubavitcher Torah is about this, in Kabbalah and Chassidus, that every Jew has a spark. The Rambam already says it in the Hilchos Gerishin, that sometimes a man has to divorce his wife, and we force him. And when he says, Rotsani, he gives her the get, he wants to. And the Rambam says he doesn't want to divorce her, he wants you to stop twisting his arm. He's tired of hearing his bones crack. So the answer is, no. Deep down he wants to. Just he has a Yetzirah. So twisting his arm is helping him with his Yetzirah. But deep down, every Jew has a spark that just wants to connect to their Bona Shalom. I always tell the Schneeweiss story in the Holocaust. There was a Jew named Schneeweiss who was the meanest, most evil capo. I mean, there were many evil capos, but he was terrible. And they said before Purim, they didn't want to do on Yom Kippur. They didn't want to do work on Yom Kippur. They didn't want to do work. Melachas Daraisa. So they said, we have to speak to Schneeweiss, but everyone was afraid of him. He's going to go nuts. He's not going to let them. So there was one, I read this in Tales of the Hasidic Tales from the Holocaust by Yaffa, Yafa. Maybe. So I think it was Yafa Eliach. I think. So Bekitzer. So anyway, the end of the story was that the rabbi went up to him and he says, Shniwais, you know, it's a Yom Kippur, it's coming up, we don't want to do work. So he says, okay, I'll help you out. And, you know, he tried to make the day easier for them. And then on Yom Kippur, the Nazis come in with the most delicious food. You know, all year long, the Jews don't eat anything. They eat a half a slice of a dry piece of nothing bread and some dark, dirty water, which they call soup. And today they come out with all the most delicious food. And, oh, you can die. And none of the Jews would eat it. They said, eat, you dogs, it's Yom Kippur. Nobody would touch it. And then they said to Shniwais, they said, all right, you have to be the example. You eat. And he said, I'm sorry, today's a holy day. We're not eating. Imagine this kapo, this secular, this anti-religious evil person. We don't eat. It's Yom Kippur. So he said, you better eat. He said, I'm not eating. And if you don't like it, you can shoot me. And he opened up the button of his shirt. And the Nazi shot him right in the heart. And that was in for Shneiweiss. But there were people who survived that to tell the story. So that's the... That is considered tshuva shleima and the greatest kiddush Hashem. And he goes right to Gan Eden that we couldn't have if we sat and learned Torah now for 1,000 years and we didn't eat and we didn't drink and we didn't sleep. We wouldn't be able to get to the level Shniwais gets to. That's not me talking, that's Chazal. So that's definitely considered the highest level of tshuva and zchuso yogen aleinu. In any event, that's the nekuda that every Jew has. Okay? And that's why it says on the Purim, there's a mitzvah called Aposhet Yad Notnim Lo. Normally during the year when an ani comes, you're allowed to investigate and see if he really needs the money. But on Purim, what happens? Anybody who puts out his hand, you give him. What does that mean in Ruchnias? In Gashmias, it means give him money. What does it mean in Ruchnias? Every Jew who puts out his hand to God, God gives him. Kol Aposhet Yad Notnim Lo. Yeah. No, you don't have to give, no. It doesn't say give him whatever amount he asks for. It says, quote, when anybody puts out, you have to give him. So you should walk around with 10, 20 agora pieces, and you give out a few hundred. Alright, and they were Mekayim Lamata, what? They were Mekayim Lamata, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, what, we were Mekayim down here, Purim, they were also Mekayim up there, and on Purim, everybody gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to everybody from his full hand, and he gives Ba'ayin Yafi, he gives very generally. All you have to do is ask God, you have to go to the Kotel on Yom Kippur, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be connected to you, I don't have any das, I just want to be close to you, Mesiris Nefesh, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to erase the Amalek within us, that cynical guy within us, that makes fun of what's important, and that doesn't really care, and that God should let us be free from our enemies, and that we should be zochah to the geula. So that's Purim. So we should all be zochah mitzvah Hashem to go mala mala on Purim, and we should put out our hand to Hashem, and Hashem should open it up and give him a yadu amaleya, main kain yiratzon, 2, 3, 4. Misha,